गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसाधि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसाधि गौर भक्तवृंद Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrijakacharya Ashtavata Sashti Madhish Divine Grace Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Anant Koti Vaishnavarind Ki Namacharya Shri Ridhas Thakur Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudire. नष्ट प्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो टू चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन।
अंडकोशे शरीरे अस्मिन् सप्त आवरण संयुते वैराज पुरुष य असो भगवा धारणा आश्रय। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराज पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रयः। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराजः पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रयः। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराजः पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रयः। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् भगवान् धारणाश्रय। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराजः पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रय। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराज पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रय। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराज पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रय।
माताजी
अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराज पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रय। अंडकोशे शरीरेस्मिन् सप्तावरण संयुते वैराज पुरुषो योऽसो भगवान् धारणाश्रय।
अंडकोशे within the universal shell, sharire in the body of, asmin this, sapta sevenfold, avarana coverings, संयुते हैविंग सो डन वैराजः द जाइगेंटिक यूनिवर्सल पुरुषः फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड य दैट असौ ही भगवान द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेड धारणा कंसेप्शन आश्रय ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाइज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Translation: The gigantic universal form of the personality of Godhead within the body of the universal shell, which is covered by the sevenfold material elements, is a subject for the Virat conception. Purport: Simultaneously, the Lord has multifarious other forms, and all of them are identical with the original fountainhead form of the Lord, Sri Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, it has been proven that the original transcendental and eternal form of the Lord is Sri Krishna, this absolute personality of Godhead. But by his inconceivable internal potency, Atma Maya, he can expand himself by multifarious forms and incarnations simultaneously without being diminished in his full potency. He is complete. And although innumerable complete forms emanate from him, he is still complete without any loss. That is his spiritual or internal potency. In the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of God, Lord Krishna, manifested his Virat Roop just to convince the less intelligent class of men who cannot conceive of the Lord as appearing just like a human being, that he factually has the potency of his claim to be the supreme absolute person without any rival or superior. Materialistic men can think, although very imperfectly, of the huge universal space comprehending an innumerable number of planets as big as a sun. They can see only the circular sky overhead without any information that this universe, as well as many hundreds of thousands of universes, are each covered by sevenfold material coverings of water, fire, air, sky, ego, nomenum, and material nature, just like a huge football pumped and covered, floating on the water of the causal ocean, wherein the Lord is lying as Mahavishnu. All the universes in seed are emanating from the breathing of Mahavishnu, who is but part of a partial expansion of the Lord, and all the universes presided over by Brahmas vanish when the Mahavishnu withdraws his great breath. In this way, the material worlds are being created and vanished by the supreme will of the Lord. The poor foolish materialist can just imagine how ignorantly he puts forward an insignificant creature to become his rival incarnation, simply on the allegations of a dying man. The Virat Roopa was particularly exhibited by the Lord just to give lessons to such foolish men, so that one can accept a person as the incarnation of Godhead only if such a person is able to exhibit such a Virat Roop as Lord Krishna did. The materialistic person may concentrate his mind upon the Virat or the gigantic form of the Lord in his own interest and as recommended by Shukadeva Goswami. But he must be on his guard not to be misled by pretenders who claim to be the identical person as Lord Krishna but are not able to act like him or exhibit the Virat Roopa comprehending the whole of the universe. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्
वंदेयं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोर्वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता श्रद्धा कांता नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च पासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्दा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। सो दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन एंड इफ यू गो थ्रू दिस सेकेंड कैंटो यू विल फाइंड दैट यू नो देर आर सो मेनी सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स विच आर बीइंग डिस्कस्ड हियर विच इज समटाइम्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू comprehend. Unlike when you go to the school, in the initial ages, when you are in the first standard, second standard, we learn some little small simple poems, Jack and Jill went up the hill. And afterwards, when you go to the college, then you learn the very high subject matters. Here you find, you know, as we go through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, and when we reach the 10th canto, we find that the leelas of the Lord are very simple to understand. So easier ones is in the end, in the 10th canto, and the difficult one is in the beginning. Can imagine, Sukhdev Goswami, he is answering the questions which Parikshit Maharaj is asking, and then he is just coming to directly to the Virat Roop. But as Srila Prabhupada mentions, that unless until you do not know how great the Supreme Lord is, you will not be able to appreciate Him. You know, so that's the reason Sukhdev Goswami slowly and steadily just taking us, all of us, through these pages, ultimately reaching the 10th canto where we can understand who the Supreme Lord Krishna is. In the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada, of course, Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Bodha Bhava Samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds, and everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, perfectly engage in my service and worship me with all their hearts. So if you see, Krishna is a source of everything that is existing here. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita. And then Srila Prabhupada, you know, very elaborately, of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam also and Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Srila Prabhupada explains how the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he first expands as Balram. That's his first expansion. And from Balram, then there's a quadruple expansion. This is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. You know, these are the four expansions. And from again from Sankarshan comes Narayan. And from Narayan again this quadruple expansions. From Sankarshan. From Narayan. And then after again the second quadruple expansion. And then that Sankarshan, you know, from there comes Mahavishnu. Now Mahavishnu sits in a causal ocean. You can imagine that Mahavishnu is only just, you know, 1/4, 3/4 of it is a spiritual world and 1/4 is the material world. And Mahavishnu is a huge personality. You know, and he is lying on the causal ocean. That's why he is also called as Karuna Dakshai Vishnu. And then from the pores of his skin, unlimited universes come out. Unlimited universes. When Mahavishnu exhales, all these universes come out from his pores. And when Mahavishnu inhales, all these universes go back. But the life, we can say it's only one breath of Mahavishnu, but one breath of Mahavishnu is like, you know, so many billions of years. And each of these universe, then the Lord again enters into as Garbhodakshay Vishnu. That water emanates from his body and then he lies down on that particular water. That is Garbhodaka ocean. And then from his navel comes a lotus stem, lotus flower. And all the 14 planetary systems are within this. And within each of these atoms, he again enters into as Shurodakshai Vishnu. It's important for all of us to understand this because unless and until we don't know this, we'll not understand the later subject matter which is going to be discussed or for us also to understand. So, it is mentioned that each of this universe, underkosh, what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, Sukadeva Goswami is saying about underkosh. Now, each of this underkosh, they have 7 layers. The innermost layer, whatever thickness is there, 10 times the thickness is the layer outer there. 10 times that is the layer outer that. So, you can imagine how thick that covering will be. And within that, you know, is the all the living entities are being situated, you can say. Brahmaji at the tip of the lotus and within the stem the different planetary systems. So subsequent verses here will describe as to what is this form, this Virat form, you know. Krishna says that I am the source of spiritual and material worlds. Though this is a material world, Krishna incarnates here in spiritual form, that is by his internal potency, and by his external potency he creates a material universe. And it is mentioned that, you know, anybody who cannot understand the Lord, as it is mentioned, and of course in the future verses also we will see, how Sukadeva Goswami very nicely describes what are these different planets or the Virat Rupa.
He says that the people who cannot understand the Lord as He is should meditate on this Virat Roop, or the impersonalists who do not understand or who do not accept, want to accept the personal form of the Lord, they should also meditate on this Virat Roop. Why? Because only when you worship this, or when you understand what is this Virat Roop, then probably, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, the less intelligent people will be able to understand who is Lord or the personal feature of the Lord. Or someone like the impersonalists who do not want to accept the personal form of the Lord, they are requested or they are advised to at least worship this form of the Lord. So it is mentioned that, you know, just like supposing in this assembly there may be many who may be very rich people, somebody may be an industrialist. Like I had attended one program of an industrialist. The person was sitting next to me, and I knew that he is the person who is the owner of this particular place, and is a very big person. I knew that. I acknowledged that, and I was sitting next to him very quietly, giving him all respects. For people who did not know him, there was a big satsang program, and he was just sitting amongst all of us. But the people who did not know him would just jump over him, or maybe, like, you know, take support of his shoulder and go on the other side. Or somebody said, "Jara side me baito jara," you know, make him, you know, sit and give a space for, make up space for himself. But if you had known, if that person had known who that person is, then he would not behave with that person like that. Right? Or how big, what are his properties, how much worth he is, then you would not have behaved, or that person would not have behaved with him like that. Right? So similarly, when somebody knows how big that person, or when somebody knows how big the Lord is, how great the Lord is, one will not be able to appreciate. So that's why Shukdev Goswami mentions that, imagine that this is Virat Roop, the Lord has a Virat Roop, he has a gigantic form. And if you go through these verses, you will come to know what exactly he is talking about. He says, imagine that he has his feet. And what are his feet? All the hellish planets are his feet. Head, you know, all the upper planet system, Jana Lokas, Tapa Lokas, Mahar Lokas, all those are his, you know, the face, the neck, the head. And then the teeth, they are like the art of affection, you know. Then what does the jaws? They represent the different parts of the universe in the form of, different planets. Then afterwards, what is smile? Smile is nothing but attraction of the Lord. Then, from his, what are the eyes? Eyes are nothing but the sun. If you look at a sun, then understand that the sun is the eye of the Lord. In the Purusha Sukta prayers, it is mentioned, Brahmana asya mukamasit bahu rajanya kritaha urutada yad vaishya padbyam shudra ajayata. Understand that from his, head comes the Brahmanas, from the shoulders come the Kshatriyas, from the stomach comes the Vaishyas, from the thighs come the Shudras. You know, Chandrama Manaso Jata. When you are talking, when you look at the moon, then remember this mind of the Lord. Chandrama Manaso Jata. Chakshu Surya Ajayata. As I said, the eyes, the sun. Then Mukas Indras Chagnishcha. From the mouth come the Indras, the other demigods. Agni comes, and from his breath comes the Vayu. Then when you look at the oceans or the rivers, understand this is nothing but the veins of the Lord. When you look at the mountains and the trees, understand that they are the hairs on the body of the Lord. Mountains, they say, it's the bones of the Lord. But trees, they are the hairs of the Lord. So like that, when you meditate on the Virat Roop of the Lord,
then you will understand, oh, the Lord is so great, you know. And when the Lord is so great, then you start worshipping that form of the Lord. Then you see Lord everywhere. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that the impersonalists who do not accept the form of the Lord and the less intelligent people should worship the Virat Rupa, because ultimately they'll come to accept the personal form of the Lord. You know, otherwise it's very difficult for someone to accept unless until somebody has got the mercy of a devotee. Once Srila Prabhupada, of course, here is mentioned in the purport also, but somebody came and claimed himself to be an incarnation of the God. So Prabhupada said, show me your Virat Rupa. If you show me Virat Rupa, then I will accept that you are the Supreme Personality. You know? Or somebody claims that, you know, well, I can perform so many miracles. Prabhupada says, just show me the Virat Rupa. Krishna showed his Virat Rupa, not once but twice. Once on the battle of Kurukshetra, again when he wanted to, he was encountering Duryodhan, that time he showed the Virat Rupa also. He said, Krishna showed Virat Rupa. If you show me the Virat Rupa, I'll accept you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what Srila Prabhupada mentions. And one time one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can we have a temple of Virat Rupa? You know, can we have a huge temple of Virat Rupa? Srila Prabhupada said, if you have to make a temple, you have to make a very big temple. You know, you cannot. And even if you want to also, he said, how can you dress them? Such a huge Virat Rupa if you have, how will you dress? In 1974, in Melbourne, you know, Prabhupada mentioned that the Lord is so huge, Virat, you know, but you cannot dress him, you cannot feed him, and you cannot have reciprocation, personal reciprocation with the Lord, you know. So he said, that's why the Lord comes in his very merciful form as an archavigra. He comes as the sweet tribhanga form of the Lord so that he can, you know, accept him. In 1972, similar question was asked. Like, you know, it's all our thinking, no? All of us also will be thinking like this. When I first attended the 8-day Bhagavad Gita course, I was thinking that everything comes from Vishnu, you know. And first time I heard that everything comes from Krishna. And Virat Rupa also from Krishna. So that's how I came to know this is how it is. How Krishna is and all these other expansions are from Krishna. So it was like a complete change in the belief system. So, you know, that thought comes that, okay, yes, Krishna, you know, we always would consider, we want to see things happening in front of us. When you see something is great, then we accept it. Jo dekha wo sahi, is tarah se, you know, it's a fact. Somebody, you know, somebody, if say someone is very great, once Srila Prabhupada was asked one of his disciples to draw the picture of Krishna. And he drew a picture of Krishna with muscles. So, Prabhupada said, no, Krishna doesn't need to have these muscles. You know, he can lift a Govardhan hill with the left, little finger of his left hand. He doesn't need it. He had nicely explained to him how Krishna, even though he's a small boy, he can do anything. You know, he can become heavier than heaviest and bring Trinavartha forcefully on the ground. Or with just a kick, he can just, you know, kill Shakatasur, the card demon. Right? Or with just fist in the hand, he can just kill Bakasur. Nothing is difficult for Krishna. He just with one fist, he just killed his uncle, Kamsa. And Kamsa had all these demons who were, you know, whom he had fought with and won them over. And they were all very, very powerful demons. द सेम कमसा कृष्णा जस्ट विथ वन फिस्ट जस्ट किल्ड हिम. सो प्रभुपाद टू टेल दैट यू डोंट हैव टू, कृष्णा डजंट हैव टू हैव दैट. कृष्णा इज फुल ऑफ ऑल सिक्स ऑपुलेंसेस, ही इज फुल ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ एंड ही कैन यू नो डू दैट विथ एन अनअमेजिंग फॉर्म ऑल्सो, राइट. बट वी have to understand, no? We, our tiny brains, or maybe as Prabhupada said, less intelligent, we want to accept like this. Somebody has to be shown as someone great and then we accept him as great. Like that. So that's the reason it's, you know, this particular chapter is called First Step in God Realization. So understanding what is God or who is God, this is the first step. First to understand how great Krishna is. So, in 1972, in Bombay only, somebody asked the same question about Virat Rupa. And then same thing. Prabhupada said, you know, you will fail to dress the Lord if you are planning to dress the Virat Rupa. And he said, when Krishna comes in this Archa Vigraha, Krishna is allowing us to dress him. Krishna is allowing us to bathe him. Krishna is allowing us to feed him. And then Krishna also reciprocates. When Krishna reciprocates, he says, oh, this particular devotee wants to serve me. I am so indebted to him. And that's how a person naturally develops a relation with the Lord, which is not possible in form of a Virat Rupa. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning there. He said, if you want to develop relation with him, how can you develop relation with the Supreme Lord in the form of a Virat Rupa, which is not possible. So he comes in a form of Archa Vigraha and then he accepts, because Krishna is a very merciful person. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna wants all of us to come back to him. He doesn't want to show his Virat Rupa just to show that he is so great. We people in this world, if we have something, then we want to show that we have something. Krishna doesn't need to. Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he just wants to reclaim all of us back to the spiritual world. That's why he is giving us the Vedas, he gives us the revealed scriptures. He sends rishis, he sends devotees, so that some or the other we get connected to him. Right? So that's his merciful nature, because he wants us to come back to him. Unfortunately, we, because of being in this material world and being caught up, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, we are caught up in the virtues and sins, pap and punya. We got caught up in this, and then we are struggling in this material world. Prabhupada says, we are misguided in this world in the cycle of virtues and sins. And some or the other, somebody who performs some virtuous deed and comes in contact with some devotee, then they will understand what to do and what is his goal of life and attain his perfection. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, some or the other, one should make a point to see that, you know, you have a connection with this form of the Lord. That's the reason he established temples all over, so that we can come, we can hear in this assembly about the greatness of the Lord, we can understand his glories, we can understand his wonderful pastimes, we can understand the wonderful activities that he does with his devotees. And last but not the least, we can come to a temple and then have wonderful darshan of the Lord and reciprocate. The Lord reciprocates with the Lord according to the way we approach him. If you accept the Lord as he is standing over here with his consort, to that extent the Lord reciprocates. And there are hundreds and hundreds of stories, you know, in our Puranas, literatures, where the Lord is actually reciprocating. And Lord is reciprocating even now also. Lord is reciprocating each one of us. somebody may reveal it, somebody may not reveal it, but each one according to his or her own faith, the Lord reciprocates. Now, when you are talking Archivigra, I would just like to just highlight some of the aspects or some stories which will be very nice to for us to hear and purifying us ourselves. So we have, you know, deities all over the world, all over the country, but just trying to speak about one pastime of the Lord in north, one in east, south and west. If time permits, maybe some more. Like in the north, we have the story of Radharaman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. When he went to Nepal, he went to the Gandaki River, and when he was doing his achman, he got those shaligram shilas in his hand, 10 shaligram shilas. He thought by mistake it has come in his hand. He again throws it down. Again when he picks it up in the water, and those shaligram shilas come on his. Then he understands that these are the shilas which the Lord may be wanting him to worship. Takes them to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan he worships the shaligram shilas. And one year, particular year, a great wealthy merchant comes and distributes dresses, wealth for worshipping to the Goswamis. And then this thought comes in his mind, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's mind. It happens to be Narsingha Chaturdashi. And he says, "Oh my Lord, you know, you appeared from the pillar just to please your devotee, Prahlad. Right? Why don't you just appear to me so that I can also dress you, I can also bathe you, I can also do shringar of yours." Just thinking that, he just went to sleep. And the next day, behold, that Damodar Shila, which was nothing but a Shila, it was like a round, you know, ball, suddenly transformed, the front face transformed into a wonderful threefold bending form of Radha Raman. You know, on the back side, that roundness is still there, but in the front, that form had changed completely into the form of Radha Raman. And then he was completely, you know, he was in ecstasy, having that, seeing that form of the Lord. And then, you know, he started to worship. Of course, the story is long. He was just thinking, am I doing the right thing? Am I worshipping Radha Krishna? And should I worship Lord Chaitanya? But then again he got a dream and saying that, you know, it's non-different than the Lord himself. And then he worshipped Radharaman over there. And such a wonderful way, you know, that he actually was reciprocating with Gopala Bhatta's son. The shaligram, the shila turned into Radharaman, and he was reciprocating with them. Right? Of course, we also know about Sanatana Goswami's Madan Mohan, how he was reciprocating with him. He was just offering him only the, you know, bati without any sugar, salt. And Madan Mohan as a deity said, "Why don't you just offer me some salt?" He said, "I don't have a salt. I am just a Goswami. I just, you know, beg whatever they give and I accept. If you want, you arrange for your own." And he himself arranged for that. And we all know that how Captain Kapoor getting his ship got stuck. And then as a small coward boy, Madan Mohan went there. He helped him release that ship. And then he asked for some thing. He said, "Please take whatever you want from here." He said, "No, just give me some salt." He said, "Oh, I have a lot of salt here." And then he got the salt. He arranged for his salt. You know, this is how the Lord reciprocated with the devotees, right? And we all hear all these pastimes, and then we feel purified by hearing this, right? Then if you are going to the east, if you are talking about, you know, Jagannath Puri, We have the famous Tota Gopinath over there. Aya Tota, that's a wonderful garden in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya got this deity of Gopinath over there, right, which was hidden in the ground. And it's called as Aya Tota because wonderful garden. And it's said that, you know, Lord over there was accepting the worship of Gadadhar Pandit. Every day Gadadhar Pandit would worship the Lord, do all the sevas. But then after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, it said that Gadadhar Pandit started aging so fast that, you know, he was not able to even get up to dress the deities. So the Lord, out of his compassion, he just, with the Tribhanga form, it was like this, he just sat down. Just in the same way, he just sat down. So that he can accept the worship of Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was able to do that. This is the only deity in the entire world where the Lord is sitting and playing on his flute. Right, so Gadadhar Pandit was able to, worship the Lord. So, if you see, when you are talking about, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the Lord reciprocated with his desire. Gopal Bhatta Goswami had a desire to worship the Lord in that form, and the Lord fulfilled that intense desire of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Whereas here, in this place, you know, the Lord was ready to accept his worship, and for that he was ready to sit down for all time to come. It's not that, you know, he sat down and again he got up. He just sat down, right? Just to show the world that for my devotee I am ready to do anything. Right? He was not able to serve me in that way. I'll just sit down so that I can accept his service. So that was his mood of service. Even in the East, we also see how the Lord also became a witness. He came to Vijayanagar just to give witness to the Brahmana that yes, he has promised that he'll be giving his daughter in marriage to this younger Brahmana. All of us know that story of Sakshi Gopal. He's called as Sakshi Gopal. Because he walked all the way from Vrindavan to Vijayanagar just to give witness. He actually walked. Right now he is just few kilometers away from Jagannath Puri. Right? But then all of us know him as Sakshi Gopal. All of us also know the story of Hirchor Gopinath. Right? Madan Puri, who was just, you know, he was worshipping Srinathji in Vrindavan, and on his order he went all the way. He had to go to Jagannath Puri to buy sandalwood so that he can cover the body of Lord and make him cool. So on the way he reached this Remuna place, and then he just thought him, you know, what is that sweet this pujaris may be offering. If I can also offer, make it for my Lord, it will be so nice, because he saw those pots being offered to the Lord. He just expressed, he didn't say that I want it, anything, nothing. Just went to sleep. And in a night, Gopinath himself stole one. The pujari also did not know that it has been stolen, but Gopinath stole one pot of kheer and told the pujari that give this to Madhavendra Puri. And the pujari don't know who Madhavendra is. Next day in the market, he's just shouting and shouting, "Oh Madhavendra Puri, where are you? Gopinath has stolen this kheer for you. Where are you?" And Madhavendra Puri gets that kheer. Of course, just see the devotee also. He is not proud about himself. God has stolen the kheer for myself. Gopinath has stolen something. Just imagine if Gopinath has stolen something, comes in the dream of one of the pujaris, says, give this to this person. You know, at least you will try to make feel everyone that you are someone great. Or you are, you know, exceptional. But then Madhunbhai just left that place because he thought, I'll suddenly become famous. People will know that I am the person for whom Gopinath has stolen the kheer. But obviously that's how the Lord reciprocates. Lord wants to make his devotee very famous also. If the unit devotee doesn't want. Right? When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, you know, he made Krishna famous, but Krishna made Srila Prabhupada famous all over the world. So this is what Kheer Chor Gopinath, you know, he stole the kheer for the Lord, for his devotee. Now we go to the South, you know, the famous, all these are Krishna's dealings with his devotees. When you go to the South, we have the famous Udupi Sri Krishna, Balakrishna. There is a person of the lower caste who was not allowed to come to temple. As would be in any temple, no one is allowed. Any Shudra or below are not allowed to come. But this devotee Kanaka Das was a very, very great devotee of the Lord. He would sing nice songs for the Lord every day. But he was not allowed to come inside. But such was his eagerness to see the Lord. He wanted to see the Lord. So eager. Can you imagine the height of eagerness? So eager to see the Lord. The Lord turned 90 degrees. He was facing east. He just turned. And from then onwards, that door is closed forever. That door is not open. Only the pujari can enter that, but that's all. Otherwise, that door is closed. And the Lord is facing this side, towards the window. It is said that when you go to temple, Udupi Sri Krishna, you have to see the Lord first through the window. And then only you can enter the temple and then you can take the darshan. So it's called as Kanakana Kindi. Kanakana Kindi is window. Kanakana means Kannada is Kanaka's Kindi. So from Kanaka Kindi, the Lord is. So you have to first take darshan of the Lord through this. Just imagine, you know, the Lord turned just for a devotee, Kanaka. And for the rest of eternity, now everyone will remember Kanaka Das, who Kanaka Das is, for whom the Lord actually turned. You know. So this is something which is quite, you know, astonishing. But just for us to understand how the Lord reciprocates with his devotees. The personal form of the Lord in the form of Archa Vigraha. And then now we come to the West. The West, very close by to us, just about few kilometers, 10 hours journey, is the famous Vithoba. Is none other than Krishna only. You know, another form of the Lord to show, you know, how he is ready to stand with his hand on his hips for eternity. He came to give darshan to his devotee Pundalik. Pundalik for some reason had gone away from devotional service, but ultimately he realized that he has to serve his parents who are devotees of the Lord. So he left everything and he was totally absorbed in serving his parents. And so much absorbed he was that Lord wanted to come and give his darshan. Can you imagine that? Lord himself wanted to come and give darshan to Pundalik. And Pundalik knew that Lord is come. But at the same time, he also wanted to do service first. So he just gave a brick to him and he said, just wait. And the Lord stood on that brick. And just like koi thak gaya to na, aisa khade rehte na. So Lord stood like this with his hand on his hips एंड इज इटर्नली फेमस एज विठोबा. विठोबा हु इज स्टैंडिंग ऑन ईट विटा, दैट इज अ ब्रिक. विठोबा और उबा है विठल, यू नो. सो जस्ट इमेजिन नाउ सो मेनी पीपल, हंड्रेड्स एंड हंड्रेड्स. नाउ इफ यू गो फॉर दर्शन ड्यूरिंग सदिक मास, 10 to 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours इट टेक्स. यू विल नॉट गेट, इवन द ट्रस्टीज आर नॉट अलाउड टू टेक दर्शन इट सीम्स. 10 to 12 hours यू हैव टू स्टैंड इन अ क्यू. यू स्टैंड इन द मॉर्निंग एट 10 o'clock, विल गेट दर्शन अराउंड 8:39. And people are ready to wait. And darshan is just like Tirupati darshan. The moment you see, you should be very quick to see the full form of the Lord. By the time you are there, you are just out. You know, it's like this. But the form of the Lord is so enchanting. Tukaram Maharaj, he just wrote these 8 lines. And that's so wonderful. He says, Sundarate dhyana ube vithevara karakatavari dheoniya tulsi ar gala kashe pitambara avade nirantara तेच रूपा मकर कुंडला तलपटी श्रवणी घंटे कौस्तुभमणी विराजिता तुकामणे माजे ऐ सर्वसुख पायन श्रीमुख आवडीने. सुंदर ते ध्यान उभे विठेवरी, सच अ एन्चेंटिंग पर्सनॅलिटी विच इज वर्थ मेडिटेटिंग अपॉन. सुंदर ते ध्यान उभे विठेवर करकटावरी ठेवून या. इज जस्ट होल्डिंग हँड्स ऑन हिज हिप्स. करकटावरी ठेवून या. तुलसी हार काशे पितांबर, इज वेअरिंग a golden color dhoti and always having tulsi har on his hand. Tulsi har avade nirantara hech roop. Makara kundala, the kundala, the earrings which are of a shape of a shark shape. Makara kundala talapati shravani, very very shining. Kante kaustubha mani, hey Virajat, he is decorated by that form. That face is very enchanting, you know. And Tukamane, hecha sarvasukha, what? Pahine shrimukha avadine. I am happily trying to see the face of the Lord. Ram Ram Tukaram 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 Ram Ram Tukaram Tukaram Tukaram. So Tukaram was a great devotee Lord, you know. He was such a devotee that he would receive, the Lord would reciprocate with him. And so many abhangas he has written glorifying this personality. And people, varkaris, who are devotees called as varkaris, they travel all the way. During the Ashadi Ekadashi, they travel kilometers, walk. Sometimes they don't, once they reach, they don't even wait to take darshan also. Because they are so much absorbed in singing the glories of the Lord, they are already in meditation, they are already thinking of the Lord. Just imagine thinking of the Virat Roop and having a relation difficult, right? But then, you know, having this form in his, in your mind and just chanting and dancing on the streets and wonderfully glorifying the Lord and his wonderful leelas, you know, they are spending their life, and so much so they are so satisfied. By the time, that's called dindi, they just walk, and by the time they reach, they don't even wait for the darshan. They just take darshan of the chakra and they go back because they are totally satisfied. Lord is reciprocating with them. from within their hearts, they're fully satisfied. You know, it's like that. So this is how it is, that different places we find different leelas of the Lord. We just highlighted few over here. But Srila Prabhupada's greatest mercy to all of us is that he has given an opportunity for all of us to come to the temple and then take wonderful darshan of the Lord. Shringar, every day the Lord is dressed. There's a beauty. In ISKCON temples you find every day the deities are dressed. Every day new dress, new garlands, different jewelries. You will not find the same combination. So if you see this Lord, Radha Krishna stand here eternally for us, waiting for us to come, always smiling, looking at the face of the Lord, you feel so happy. Sitting here, Srila Prabhupada created this environment by which we all can come, take part in hearing about his glories, about his wonderful pastimes. Then also observe ourselves in the kirtan of the Lord, partake of the Mahaprasad, which the Lord mercifully gives to all of us. You know, in fact, when I first came to ISKCON, I thought prasad means just some khadi shakkar or sengdana. So they would do it as a come for prasad. I said, chalo prasad ke liye prasad. He gave a plate. Bole, plate mein kya de rahe? And first time I saw in ISKCON that they are serving prasad in buckets. Normally buckets are tubs, chota chota top rehta to usme aisa hota, but first bucket mein itna sara bada, it you cannot call it a tablespoon also. You know, and you serve, and it's like a full meal. I'm sure everyone of us appetite has increased after we came to ISKCON. You know, itna mound, I saw somebody having such a big moundful of rice and still he can finish it off. Sometimes I wonder where it goes. But still, what I'm trying to say, that Krishna is merciful. He comes in his form as prasad. Srila Prabhupada said, you can go back, you can eat your way back to Godhead. You know, Prabhupada said, somebody can be attracted to some kirtan, somebody may be attracted to philosophy, somebody may be attracted to prasad, somebody may be attracted to the form of the Lord. Some or the other, if one gets attracted, then that's his perfection of his life. Right? So, when you come, when you see the Lord in wonderfully dressed, wonderful Sringar, and we organize festivals here for the glorification of the Lord, where the Lord is in the center. And when we dance, jump in ecstasy, kirtan, sing here in front of the Lord, then that's the perfection of our lives. So Srila Prabhupada is very expert in trying to see how we all can be engaged in some way or the other, you know. Like he introduced law feast. This is called Sunday feast, is actually the law feast. And where everyone can come, you know, attend these programs and go back home, fully charged spiritually, and again come back the next week, again fully get charged, again come back, and that's how the life goes, right? Most of us are here for 15, 20 years, 25 years, and then we still find it ever fresh, ever new. Right? The same Srimad Bhagavatam, you read again and again, it's ever fresh, like that, you know. So, the second canto is little taxing on the head, philosophically. But ultimately, when you know how great the Lord is, then we can understand how great Krishna is. That same Krishna is appearing here as Archavigra form, the one who is also available in the form of Virat Roop. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or comments? or any realizations? Just for 5 minutes. If not, we'll have Kirtan now. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Jai. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Hare Krishna.